Can you tell me how the shop is doing?
Our store's profits are doing really well. On the busy weekdays, we manage to sell about 60 wave pots and 10 wave pans per day, which brings in around like 10,000 Australian dollars every week. It's worth noting that all the products we sell are nicotine free and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, beverage, and tobacco. And our customer base primarily consists of young people, and they often recommend our store to their friends as well.
Which e-cigarettes do you recommend?
I would say I will highly recommend non-disposable e-cigarettes, as they are not only environmentally friendly but also more cost-effective for the repeated use. The trendy designs for the vape pens attract most of our young customers, and we often see them buying new vape pens as if they were purchasing new clothes.
Do you know the recent ban on the e-cigarettes?
And now with this policy, it seems like our store is on the brink of the closure. It's difficult to envision how an e-cigarette shop can survive without being able to sell cigarettes.
Would you turn away teenage buyers?
Also, I don't explicitly check our customer's ID. I do recommend anyone who appears particularly young to be mindful of their health. The vape pods we sell are nicotine-free and suitable for the general public.
Do you know other channels to buy the nicotine e-cigarettes?
I provide them with information on this business card for online purchasing options.
Do you think the ban will completely stop young people from buying nicotine e-cigarettes?
I believe that while the ban on recreational e-cigarettes and the increasingly strict policies in Australia may reduce the avenues for young people to access these products to some extent, it won't completely eliminate their ability to buy them. The internet is highly advanced, and there will always be new ways to acquire these products.